Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, from time to time, folks, every 3 or 4 months or so, I have a word with our president. And that's what I'm going to do this segment. So this is not a partisan word that I'm having with the president. It's just a conversation that I have to have with him about small business and the Obama policies, the Obama economic policies that he's created. And so that's what I'm going to do right now. And so President Obama, Mr. Obama, I want to talk to you about the things that your policies are doing to small business and why they're actually hurting your own goals. Well, the things that you want to accomplish, the things that you want to do, that you would like to have as a legacy, wouldn't you like, what's more important to you, what's more important to your legacy? And I think this speaks to your worldview, sir, and it tells us, it informs us about where your thinking is. Is it more important to you that you end your 8-year term with an economy that's growing and expanding and people are excited and they're doing well, they're flourishing and prospering? Or is it more important to you that you have policy accomplishments like Obamacare, like minimum wage, like your energy plan? Now I could see where it seems to me that we may already know the answer to that, because you pushed Obamacare, the takeover of our health, of 1/6 of our national economy. You pushed minimum wage increases. You're pushing tax increases. You're pushing a green agenda. But here's the thing, sir, President Obama, everything that I just described is anti-marketplace. It's anti-business. It's anti-growth. It's anti-prosperity. Everything I just mentioned, all the things that I just described. So your policies, your agenda, President Obama, is working against the people who create over half of the U.S. economy. Small business owners, and so when we go into the marketplace every day, and we hear you talking about these things that we know are going to cost us more money, maybe probably many small businesses will put those businesses in jeopardy. Just Obamacare is going to create so many challenges, so many problems. Maybe things that can't be overcome by many small businesses. When we see these things, when we hear you talking about increasing minimum wage, we say to ourselves, where's that money going to come from? How can we raise our prices to cover that? If we can't, that means that it's going to cut into our profits, which we already don't have enough of. This money, when you arbitrarily, by government fiat, raise minimum wage, President Obama, that money has to come from somewhere. It doesn't come from, it's not manna from heaven. It has to come out of the backsides of America's small businesses. And that's not good for us. And that makes us not want to grow our businesses. Things like minimum wage, things like Obamacare, those are things that we see as headwinds. We see these as things that are hurting us. And back to Obamacare for a second, There's so many things about Obamacare that we still don't know about that, in fact, no one knows about because they haven't rolled out yet. They haven't actually manifested. We know a lot. And what we know, even your own members of your own party are calling things like, they're calling them train wrecks and disasters. Your own party members are using words like that to describe Obamacare. If they're saying that about Obamacare, what do you think small business owners are thinking about it? And so I hope when you talk about raising minimum wage, when you talk about when you're apparently proud of Obamacare, when you talk about increasing taxes, making people who are successful, not fortunate, but just are successful, pay more taxes, that makes us not want to grow our businesses. That's why the economy is barely creeping along with a little bit of growth these days. When we hear you say to students in Columbia University, and apparently the same message to other graduation classes this spring, when we hear you say to them, don't listen to people, this is your quote, sir, don't listen to people who tell you that government is bad. Well, President Obama, government doesn't have to be bad, but in terms of the free market economy, government has become the enemy. It's just the way it is. So, and then when you say don't listen to those people, you're saying don't have a dialogue. Don't talk about it with anyone. That's the wrong message, President Obama, and I ask you, please, to change that message and start focusing on free market, the free market economy, where small business owners live. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.